Again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, May the 25th, 2014. And we're dealing with how we are to call forth the forces of the universe as Atum so that we may come out of disorder, come out of turbulence, come out of chaos. And I'm looking at silver. The word silver, they used silver in the temple. You see, the temple had the whole, had symbolism that would teach us the whole of the universe, light and bread and the constellations. The zodiac was embedded in the floor of the ancient African Hebrew temple because they understood solar science and understood that the characteristics and attributes in the zodiac are within the universe and within ourselves. That whole temple construct was a means of divining truth and reality, a means of divining prophecy of the universe. These powers are not to be discarded. They are just not to be used for the wicked ruling class and families. But we use these powers. We're calling these powers from captivity. Those that would use these powers to tell the president when to kill. We call those powers from captivity, and we use those powers to propagate truth and propagate justice and propagate life. Silver is equated with money and metal and talents and shekels and money. So we call money to cease being used by the wicked ruling class. We want to free up money to be used for purposes that are righteous. Now, in verse 12, it talks about the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. And the word Lord is Yahweh Jehovah existing. The word hosts has to do with the angels, with the whole of creation, the stars, the sun, the moon, the planets. Every fixture in the universe is a part of the army of the Almighty. The host of an organized army. You see, the masses are disorganized. But the sun, the moon, the stars, the creation, these are organized and are an army for the Almighty, raging war against anything that is antithetical to life and existing for all. So we want to also be a part of that army. So the Lord of hosts, the existing one, the science of existing that is known and seen in the power of the universe, sun, moon, stars, planets, Milky Way, universe, this one is speaking and saying that the man whose name is the branch shall grow up out of his place and shall build the temple of the Lord. Now, this word branch, I wanted to hit that word branch. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H, 6780, Tzemach, Tzemach.
A masculine noun having to do with sprouting and growing. Is this not a part of photosynthesis? If something is growing out of the ground, if plants are growing and sprouting, is this not because of the science of sun and the science of moon and the science of water and the science of earth? So solar science, lunar science, the science of water and what water does, and planetary science. So we study these things to understand that we are to grow from our place. Where is our place in the universe? What is our function in the universe? Which element are we in the table of elements? And do we understand that our root element is hydrogen, that plasma, that quartz that stands for light and the transmitting of light, the conducting of light, and the conducting and transmitting of integrity and truth? One of the words for fire in the African Hebrew language, I've not called it in a long time, but that word fire has to do with light, obviously, has to do with truth and integrity. And so solar science causing us to branch forth, bring forth, grow up, bud forth, because the principles that we're dealing with are the principles of life, and we are here to build the temple. Now let's see if we can get to another lesson. Page 383 is another lesson, the third day, having to do with Easter and resurrection. This has to do with more supreme science that we must get into. See, we're dealing with the spring equinox. When you come to Easter, see, all of this is a retelling of the science of sun and the relationship of the earth to the sun, the travels of the sun through the zodiac And is it from fall to winter? These are the zodiac signs. There are zodiac signs that cover this time period that are in the underworld, you might say. Look at those signs dealing with fall and winter, those months. Those signs on the zodiac table are under the are in the southern portion of the zodiac. So the sun goes through that southern portion. And you and I know that the sun juxtaposed to the earth, the movement of the earth causes the sun to appear to be moving to the south when you get to fall going into the winter. And as the sun, because of the moving of the earth, moves into the south, because of the moving of the earth juxtaposed to the sun, you have winter and you have cold. That time of freezing and cold. Why? Because the earth has moved in such a manner that the sun has moved, has appeared to go down into the south. And we have moved in such a manner that we are farthest away from the sun. And that causes fall. And that causes winter. But then we see a reversal of that. And the sun in the zodiac moving in the north of the zodiac table, the zodiac signs. And the sun moving through these zodiac signs. You see spring, and you see summer, and you see warmth. And so, Easter, spring equinox, the sun is coming back. The sun is passing over the equator. That's where we get Passover. Pass over the equator. And this is the time of atonement. And so we study the sun. The sun has gone through the southern hemisphere of the zodiac signs. This has to do with the sun suffering, you might say. And the sun is eventually to be on its celestial cross. You get that in the winter and the summer, if I have that correct. In the winter, around December 25th, the sun on the celestial cross does not move for 3 days and three nights. And so Jesus on the cross is symbolizing the sun on its celestial cross. And then on the third day, the sun on December 25th begins to move again. And now the sun comes back north because of the movement of the earth to the sun, and we get spring equinox, and that is the day and the night even, because night was the winter for a while. Now the night and the day are even, day and night are even, and then the day begins to win and prevail as the sun continues to appear to move north because of the movement of the earth to the sun, and we begin to warm up, and we begin to experience warmth, and we begin to see Easter, and we begin to see the resurrection of the earth from winter, and we begin to see branches and sprouts and growth and growing up and coming up, and we begin to understand that we must resurrect, and we must grow up and come up. And we must branch forth. And we must take on these principles in the universe within ourselves so that we may resurrect the poor working class masses of the black, brown, red, yellow proletariat peoples of the earth. This science of the universe is really teaching us, sisters and brothers. And so the sun passes over the equator. And the earth, which was moving on a wobble, and that wobble I have learned from my minister Louis Farrakhan, that wobble gives us our various seasons. That wobble on the axis of the earth teaches us that we have a wobble in our nature, and so we, like the sun moving through the southern hemisphere of the zodiac, we take the sunlight and the truth and integrity, and we move through our wobble in our nature. We move through the southern hemisphere of our physical structure, and we take control over our stomach and our lower appetites and our desires and our wishes. And as the sun moves through that southern hemisphere, we move through our lower self with the sun of truth and the sun of righteousness. And we begin to come to our own spiritual spring equinox. And in the science of the universe, the earth, for a period of time, ceases to wobble and stands perpendicular to the sun, receiving the rays of the sun to facilitate the resurrection of the earth and the vegetation and life on the earth. And we take that lesson and we stand perpendicular, upright, to receive the sun and the spiritual reality of the S-U-N and the Atum and the Ra and the Eitan and the Christos within our spirit, mind, body, and soul. And we begin to stand upright, as they say in the Masonic order, perpendicular to the square, perpendicular to truth, justice, and righteousness, understanding the sacred and divine feminine that is the square, and the sacred and divine masculine that is the compass. And we begin to rebuild our lives, and we begin to rebuild civilization, and we begin to rebuild the institutions. We begin to rebuild the temple of the Lord. We begin to rebuild the universe, because we understand science now, the spring equinox, the Passover, and we make atonement, because we have done each other wrong. We have wronged one another. We have discarded one another, disregarded one another. It seems we have no power in the system, so we go on the job and take it out on each other. It seems we have no power in the system, so we come home and take it out on our spouses, take it out on our children, take it out on our family members. We have no power, it seems, in the system. So we go to church, mosque, cathedral, synagogue, and take it out on our sisters and brothers. We have no power in the system, it seems, and then we come to our neighborhoods and wreak hell and havoc on each other. We have just heard of a son of an assistant director in Hollywood, so-called frustrated with rejection, he said on YouTube, according to what we hear, took his frustrations out on various men and women in the community of Southern California, around San Diego, Santa Barbara, around in that area. The point I'm making is we seem to have no power in our lives. And so we take it out on each other. So we have to atone. We have to say to each other, I'm sorry for destroying you. I'm sorry for discarding you. I'm sorry for disrespecting you. And we then come together and stand perpendicular to the square, stand perpendicular to the sun, imbibe and imbue and endue ourselves with the rays of the sun, photosynthesis, grow up, branch up, sprout out, and take that truth and integrity of the sun, and we grow truth and integrity from and through each other, and then collectively we'll have power to overthrow this system that has each other at our throats. In Hosea chapter, where are we? Is it chapter 6? It says, verse 1, come, let us return unto the Lord. Let's return to existence. Let's return to living. Let's return to life. It says, for he hath torn and he will heal us. Well, Yahweh is father and mother. So this should be he, she. Why has Yahweh torn us? Because we tore away from existing. We decided we would create a civilization of death, hell, and destruction. So we have become the antithesis of living and existing. We have a system and a civilization that is antithetical to that which is holy and righteous. And so now we're tore up, messed up, diseased, full of death, hell, and destruction. So now Yahweh has to heal us. He has smitten us, and he will bind us up. We are smitten, destroyed, because we're going away from life and existing. We're going away from science. Rather than follow the positive spiritual force, Elano, Elani, Elatado, we followed the wicked spiritual forces. We followed the wicked Elohim rather than the righteous Elohim. And so now we're being punished. So verse 2, after 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. So this third day resurrection is not just for Yahushua. This is infinite power, force, reality that teaches us that that third day is for you, and that third day is for me. That third day is for the universe. That third day is for all life that has been crushed by the system. And so we as a human being, we as a people, we rise up on the third day. We resurrect on the third day. We revive, resurrect, become new, branch out, branch up, grow up on the third day. We are raised up. Now I wonder, is this raise up many times coming up, going up, raising up is Allah. Here it is something else, but the same principle of going up. And then how do we become resurrected? Because we have to study the science of the universe. This is so powerful when we understand science. Verse 3, then shall we know. What then? After we have been revived, after we have been resurrected, after we have stood perpendicular to the square, after we have our knowledge and spirituality, after we have our wisdom and morality. See, the compass spirit symbolizes the masculine and symbolizes knowledge and spirituality. Well, you can use knowledge against people. We don't want to do that. So we have to have what? Morality. The square, which is two rulers meeting to form a right angle at 90 degrees, that square represents the feminine. And that square represents wisdom and morality. When you're dealing with women, you must have wisdom and morality. The civilization that we live in has no wisdom, no morality. They take knowledge and spirituality and abuse and misuse the people. So then we know means that after we understand these realities, after we have been resurrected, then shall we know. Then we shall yada. That yada again. The Most High knew us and has known us from the time before our physical incarnation. We say that about Christ, but Christ is you. Christ is me. Christ is that hydrogen fabric and reality that you and I were cut out of, which is the self of the Almighty, so that we may have personal existence and living and do the will of the Most High. Then shall we know our original reality. Know our original incarnation is before our physical incarnation. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Know Yehovah. The word Lord is 3068. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means existing and living. So we must know the science of living. We must know and understand the science of existing. We must know that we were void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, that original time of ground zero. That original time of the calm before the storm. We were all one. No distinguishing characteristics. Peaceful and tranquil and absolutely one in the womb of Nonet. We are the waters of Noon. That mass, matter, material reality that is the universe, all one at that time, calm before the storm. So know existing. Know that in that time we promised the existing one, that when we had the opportunity to come into the earth realm in a physical structure that is also cut from that material reality, that we would propagate life and living and existing for all. It says his going forth is prepared as the morning, going forth to go forth. Oh man, I'm looking at this, it looked like for the first time. Let's hear this pronunciation.
Strong's H 4161, Motsa, Motsa.
Is a masculine noun to act or place of going out or forth, to issue, to export, to spring, okay? Then it says a going forth. And it says rising of the sun. Sisters and brothers, we are talking about that original time of the birth of the universe and the Most High using the Atum, hydrogen sun, Ra, atom, crystals, going forth, that power going forth and calling forth the various forces to construct the universe. This word also means utterance. So the word goes forth, that word of the Most High, that word that was made flesh, and the whole universe is the flesh of the Almighty. And the word is the Atum. The word is the Atom, A-T-O-M. The word is manifested in the protons, the neutrons, and the electrons. That Atum, that hydrogen power reality, that sun reality, that Atom. Atoms are all over the universe. Nothing in the universe is without atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons. The ancients called the atom atum. The Greeks said atom, but they studied under the Africans. And you know how phonetics is. You know how transliterations of words. You know how you may start with atum and you come to the Greeks and you hear atom, but the root, the etymological root, is atum. So this reality was called forth. The word of the Most High was uttered. That's the waves in the water. And it says further, place of going forth, source of spring of water. So we're back to the waters of noon. We're back to the waves, which has to do with the word of the Almighty forming energy, causing energy, causing waves, teaching us about motion and waves and movement, teaching us about the turbulence and the chaos, and the hydrogen sun calls forth the forces to bring order out of turbulence and chaos. Let's take this last break for this session. See you on the other side of the break.